Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ox Lang, an OPM podcast by the Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. At ako po ang host niyo, si Tina Arceo Dumlao, business features editor ng Inquirer, na mahilig din talaga sa music, particularly OPM. And we want to share that love with you all through this podcast. You're listening to Dito Tayo Sa Dilim, one of the most popular hits of the electro-rock band Pedicab. At ang nagsulat at kumanta niyan ay ang ating guest ngayon, si Jego Mapa. Si Jego ay isang music fanatic na kilala rin for making beats for live electronic duo Tarsius and for his DJ work either solo or as part of the Jegos with Jego Castillo of Sandwich. In this episode, we asked Jego to list down the 5 songs na sabi nga niya ay gasgas na sa kanyang personal playlist. Let's hear the first one.
It's Batokada sa Kalesa by Bong Penera.
Batokada sa Kalesa, may ganap na kasiyahan. Batokada sa Kalesa, alay-awit at ligaya.
Batokada sa Kalesa was a record from Bong Penera, the man credited for popularizing samba and bossa nova here in the Philippines. He is probably best known for samba song. This entry, Batokada, is a little more obscure, at least by today's standard. The record was released in 1977, many years before Jego was even born.
How did you come across this one?
I like when I search for music, I like the old and the new. Actually, I've got one foot in the old and the new. So this one, na discover ko tong Batokada sa Kalesa, actually in a CD sale. Jam ko to, itong Batokada sa Kalesa. Ang saya lang niya eh, nakaka-uplift siya. Actually, pag kunyari may gigs ako na parang medyo dining or parang hindi kailangan magpasayaw, ganyan. May and parang gusto mo magpakita ng local flavor, I could play this as a start. Cool to, forever itong cool sa pandinig ko.
Batokada sa Kalesa, pakinggan at magsayaw. Kalimutan ang luhay, umindak sabay-sabay. Sa Batokada sa Kalesa,
Jego admits this appeals very much for when he plays in front of his parents or his titos and titas, those crowds. But how is this track received when he DJs for younger audiences?
When you're DJing or you want to introduce something new, di ba? Parang ganon. And I'm happy na parang may mga, what's this? Sound hound. Parang when you're playing and somebody picks up their phone and then trying to know what you're playing. So, yun na yan, that's a point for me.
It may be an old song, but somehow it has managed to remain fresh even for younger ears.
Batokada sa Kalesa, may awit ng ating pag-asa.
Gusto ko yung beats niya. Ganda ng recording. Tsaka ang galing, may narinig tayong Tagalog song. Tagalog lyrics eh. Tapos bossa siya, di ba? Ganyan. There's this DJ, a UK DJ who's quite new. He's an electronic DJ, Fortet. He's a record collector and this was the record that he was looking for, Batokada sa Kalesa. Tapos sabi ko, naku, yung Bong Penera, in English of course. na ang mahal ng plaka ng Bongo Piñera, actually 20,000 yun eh. Yung mga, yan, Bato Caldas Sales, Samba Song, sobrang mahal. Mahirap siyang idig. Kumbaga, kung gusto mo siyang hanapin sa ukay, good luck. So actually, pag may nahanap kang ganun, kunin mo niyan kahit wala kang player at baka iligtas niya yung buhay mo one day kung wala ka ng pera. But anyway, so si Fortet, sabi ko, sorry, I don't have this. Parang, I can't help you. Second song, i-connect ko dun sa story ko na isa, yung kay Fortet din. Sabi ko, pero meron ako mas common na pwedeng hanapin natin na record, which is yung Joe Cruz and the Corsets, na parang ganun din yung feel. This album is from Lahat ng Araw, yung pangalan ng album.
So is this your second song?
Yeah. La, la. So this is Araw-araw Gabi-gabi. Na you were explaining to me earlier yung origin. Thank you.
Araw-araw Gabi-gabi is another song from the 1970s. The melody was written by Willie Cruz while the lyrics were provided by Ernie De La Peña. It was originally performed by Didit Reyes, one of the jukebox queens from that time. Her version certainly sounds a little bit different from this one.
Yung nga, yung para siyang batokada sa kalesa sa buong album, side A to side B. And when I listened to it nga, ano, si Jay, sorry, my bandmate, yeah. Jay Gapasin ng Tarsus. Nung nakahanap ako ng extra copy, binigyan ko siya eh. Parang kailangan magkaroon nito. Pag pinapatutugo siya sa bahay sa umaga, talagang nagsusor yung puso ko. Parang happy na ako kagad, ganun, from start to end.
Again, this version that Jego prefers is by Joe Cruz and the Cruzettes. They were the house band at the Manila Hyatt Regency Hotel in the 1970s and were well known for their covers of Latin, funk, soul, and bossa nova songs.
Then I was telling my parents na parang, kailangan mo ba yung Joe Cruz and the Cruzettes? Ganyan. Tapos, oh, sila yung tumutugtog nung nakilala ko nanay mo. Parang ganyan, sa isang party. Sila yung house band. So, wow, okay. Baka may dahilan ba't ko ito nahanap. Oh. Actually, I've played Batokada sa Kalesa, pero parang ito ang Lahat ng Araw. Dala ko siya parati, pero hindi ko na-play kasi parang kunyari, nakita mo na parang gusto na itong sumayaw o parang minsan you're planning a set na parang I'm gonna be an intelligent set or you haven't heard anything before. So sometimes you plan to play this kind of set, but it turns out you end up playing still Madonna. And you know, girls just wanna have fun, you know, man. So Michael Jackson, you end up syempre, ano, parang gusto mo makisama sa kanila. Eh. You bring a lot of stuff, but hugutin mo lang siya on the vibe. Yeah, of the night. Depende, kunyari yung night natin ay pure plaka night and it's all ano, rare grooves and you haven't heard any of this stuff. Yun, okay yun.
Okay, what's your third song?
Okay, let's play Jazz Dog. So yan, this is ano, Jazz Dog by Feet Like Fins. So this is a band, Feet Like Fins, na super favorite ko, underground band siya. And I saw them when I, the first time I went to Club Dread here sa Cubao. Actually, I didn't go to Timog. Hindi ako nakapag-Timog. I was too young, sorry. To go to Timog, patawarin niyo ako.
Club Dread, of course, was the mecca of 90s rock. All of the great bands of that time, everyone from the Eraserheads and Wolfgang to Parokya ni Edgar and Greyhounds, played there. But the original Timog location closed down in February 1993.
So anyway, so nababasa ko lang yung Club Dread sa Rock and Rhythm, di ba? Sa Song Hits, ganyan. Tapos, syempre, yung gusto mo maging Eraserheads kasi parang, wow, these guys parang biglang, they're just like you. And then, bam, they're there, di ba? So, in Rock and Rhythm, may kita mo yung Call It Red and ganyan, di ba? The Youth. And then, there's this band that always would show up, Feet Like Fins nga, na friends ng Heads din. And then, it was my birthday, 14th birthday ko. Kapatid ko si Jama pa, okay? So, artista yon. Kung hindi nyo kilala.
Tinuturo ko to sa inyo dahil mahalaga ang marunong magbilang.
So, gopings na siya nun. So, sabi ko sa kanya, medyo kumikita na lang pera. Oh, his own money, whatever. Tapos, sabi ko, sige, birthday ko lang, dalhin mo lang ako sa Club Dread, ganyan. So,
at 14?
14. So may kabanda na ako doon, pero tumutugtog pala kami sa school. Mga Battle of the Bands, ganyan. So, sinama niya ako. Oh, yun, dinala niya ako, nilibre niya kami, kaming kabanda ko, ganyan. The first band that when I entered the room was Feet Like Fins. Unique yung itsura nila, hindi sila mukhang Eraserheads. Wala siyang t-shirt eh, yung singer si Ron Ruiz, nakaluhod siya, yung bassista naka hockey shirt na parang naka undercut na hindi ko nakikita sa Antipolo, di ba?
Every time Diego listens to this band, he is taken back to that first night. He is that 14-year-old taking his first steps into Club Dread all over again. And that has made for some really special moments, particularly that time that he actually shared the stage with his idols.
Baguio, nasa Baguio na yung Feet Like Fins, yung isang dude na yan, si Ron Ruiz. And then nag-tour yung Pedicab doon. Pedicab na ako, which is parang the inspiration din of Pedicab eh. Kind of like spoken word with punk rock na ganyan. Nahanap namin siya at kinover namin yung kanta. Kasama siya. So parang naging full circle yung yon. So tuwang-tuwa ako ganyan.
Okay, nice. What's the fourth song?
Oh, sige, let's do Last Star. Okay.
My Luscious Star is a song by indie band Daydream Cycle. They were composed of vocalist Kathy Meneses, Doc and Jap Serio, Jerome Velasco, and Boggs Hugo.
They're doing kind of shoegaze live drums with electronic drums, with electronics, ganyan. And parang for me, this song stands the test of time.
Because?
Kasi kunyari, marami ako nakalimutan na mga 2000s na bands na parang dati gusto ko sila pero ngayon hindi ko na yata papahinggan, 'di ba? Or parang nabaduyan ka na or masyado na siyang maingay, pwedeng ganoon, 'di ba? Or nagbago ka na ng taste. Pero ito, yun, no, actually I played this nga. Okay, DJ ko to nung actually a few days ago I had parang na-invite ako na OPM night set ganyan.
Thank you. And the last track on your playlist?
Last track, okay. This is from Golden Boy from Ethnic Faces. From the compilation, Ten of Another Kind, na lumabas kasi to noong 80s eh. So, nandito yung Dean's December, right? Violent Playground, which is intro voice, nandito nga sila eh.
Ethnic Faces was a band formed in the 1980s. Their frontman was Jack Sikat, who was one of the many references made in the sandwich song Betamax. Other members of the band went on to be part of other music groups like Brownbeat All-Star, Tame the Tikbalang, and Color It Red.
How'd you come to know them, the music, again before your time?
Oh, through this album, ganun. And also, narinig ko rin yung Maya version, they did the cover it. And then, sabi ko, oh, parang familiar yung kanta na yan, narinig ko na yan dati sa LA 105 or something. And si Raymond Barasigan, sorry, bandmate ko sa Pedicab, he would always talk about Ethnic Faces and how Jack Sikat, the singer, is legendary and parang an animated lead singer. So, nakilala ko rin later on, yung ibang band members. Pero si Jack Sikat, hindi ko nakilala. Si Rani Torres, yan, nakilala ko din yun. Ito rin, isa sa mga kanta that stands the test of time. So parang, ito, I play this sometimes to end the night when it's my last track and I want to play something Pinoy, new wave, ganun, punk, ganun. Ethnic Faces, Golden Boy. It's good.
And those are his five songs. Now, Jega is someone who likes digging for obscure vinyls, and that's how he discovers some of the older stuff from before his time. But even he admits that it's becoming harder and more expensive to do so.
So, why do you think that is? Resurgence of vinyl in general, and then resurgence of OPM vinyl in particular.
Kasi nauubos na sila eh. Konti lang yung print nun, yung mga local. Kaya mas may value siya. Tapos may mga bagong collectors na rin na mga foreigners that they like African records or they like only Japanese or jazz or Brazilian funk. So Pinoy may OPM, may ganun na rin sa kanila eh. Parang Pinoy disco, Pinoy funk. So feeling ko at nauubos na talaga sila at yung mga magagandang copies ay rare na yan kasi usually gas-gas na sila, basa, water-worn siya. So pag maganda yung album, collectible talaga siya.
So does he have any advice for people who want to dig around for those OPM vinyls?
Pwede mong, pag binili mo siguro ngayon at 4,000, maybe 10 years from now, mabibenta mo pa siya ng 20,000, di ba? Pero hindi ako tumitira ng mahal na plaka ng gano'ng kamahal. Sobrang overkill. Kunyari, hawak ko na kasi siya, pero 4,000 to. Sige, pakinggan ko nila sa YouTube muna. parang, with 4,000, you can buy so much records na, so many CDs, or bilhin na ako. Basta, anyway, bilhin na ako ng gear, bilhin na ako ng audio interface, or ganyan. Diba?
And that's it for this episode of Oxlang, isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. Thank you ulit sa ating guest, Jego Mapa. Huwag kalimutan mag-subscribe sa Ox Lang on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. I-follow kami sa Facebook and Twitter at Ox Lang. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM!
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.